This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is
Aaron from Family First.
Yeah, this is Aaron Way. I'm a patient for a client, and I'm trying to find out what's going on with my case here with y'all.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Rhiannon Way.
And you are a current client of Family First?
Yes.
All right. Let me see. And what's your last name?
Way, W-A-Y.
Last name is, you said Ray, R-A-Y?
Way, W-A-Y.
Way. And what are you trying to find out in terms of, oh, Rhianna Way, okay. And what are you trying to find out in terms of your,
my case.
It comes under
my
discharge, actually.
Oh, it's discharged.
Well, that's what it says in HHA Exchange, but let me see. What's your address?
2041 South Alden Street.
All right, let me pull up your file and see. I mean, we have a current authorization, but it says discharge HHA. Let me see, when is the last time it was billed for? I don't see any billing for this month. Any billing for January? It was a caregiver, Tanisha Perkins, on it before.
Yes.
I don't see any billing for January. Let me see in December.
Stuff like that. They tried to come out to her house and all of that. It was a bit confusion, and that's why we was going to transfer her to another different company. And it was just a little bit confusion. I was trying to transfer over because, you know, she wasn't getting paid and was like, you know, we didn't know what was going on with her. So,
let me see what the notes say in regard to this. The last date I see that was billed for timesheet. So no. Let me see. I see timesheets submitted. So she wasn't doing HHA exchange. I see there were timesheets, and I think the last one is the 18th of December. Let me see what the notes say on this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually came out to this home, or at least tried to.
Yeah, she probably wasn't there or something, because she was saying that somebody was supposed to came out and they never did. We was going to transfer her because it was a big situation. Like, I don't...
Let me see. Last note was 26.
Mm-hmm.
Call 267-814-0505. She is in receiving services currently looking for a new caregiver. She was unhappy with her coordinator. She was willing to continue with Family First if we assign a better coordinator, a new caregiver. Let me see. Nina, one of our supervisors, on the 7th of January said, I went to the caregiver's home to assist with the app. Called her, let her know I was outside the door at 11 a.m., and she stated the client called her service queen to transfer out to a previous agency, and the caregiver was not even home. We will not be billing for services. We were not able to verify this case. Let me see, what else? 1-7, you know, went to the caregiver's home, caregiver not home. Nina said that they were transferring and discharging.
1-7,
yeah, well, one of the supervisors came out to the home of the caregiver to assist with the clock-in method, and then she ended up not being there and saying that y'all were going to another agency. Let me see, 12-30.
Was getting paid for a while. That's what I was saw.
Let me see. 12-18. Call called Tanisha. She'll call me back, spoke with caregiver. She said she spoke with client via Facebook on Friday, on December 12th. She had been working since that day. However, I told her that it is important for me to speak to the patient and told her to call me as soon as possible. She said she had more hours at another agency and the patient's considering requesting more hours. Let me see. All right. I had, on December 10th, tried to reach client via phone.
Yeah, because.
Figuring out since you're on the way where it won't go. All right. Oh, okay. I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I called. So on the 10th of December, I put in there, tried to reach the client via phone and no answer. Caregiver answered, but she said that she's unaware of what is going on with the client. She is going to try to reach her and give me a call, but she never did. Okay, so that was December. I remember, now I remember this case because she gave me an alternate address.
I looked in and really, he's a death, so there was a lot going on in December. Yeah.
I called a patient for the first time. So I just see it was a whole bunch of, it's just a mess with this in particular. And eventually it looks like, you know, they were able to start billing for it. But let me see. So let me just see what the latest, because in the HHA exchange system is what the clocking system is and how we can see your file. It does say discharge. Now, we have a current authorization, meaning that it can be reissued if need be from the Medicaid company, and you have Keystone First. Are you with another company now?
No.
You're not with another company. You didn't want to hear
what I'm saying. Yeah, that was when I first said I'm still with y'all, so, yeah.
Yeah. You are, we still have an active authorization, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to see. Your authorization goes until April 30th, 22 hours a week. But there was probably some issues. Let me see, call it twice, 2-6. So, yeah, somebody on Friday, Betsy Younger said, that looking for a new caregiver, she's unhappy with her coordinator, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, somebody called me.
Okay. All right, call me today. All right, let me ask you this. What's the goal? Do you want to restart services with us?
Yes. That's what I thought.
And what about the caregiver? Do you have a caregiver, or we would issue you a caregiver?
I mean, for right now, just make sure person gets fine.
Okay, client called me today to see if we can restart the services. She wants to continue with Tanisha Perkins as the DCW. In HHA, it is stated as discharge. Client can be reached at 267-814-0505. All right. I will send this to the supervisor in that department, and we will see what they say in terms of that, if they'll take the case back on. So I'll send them a message, and somebody will reach out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. No problem.